Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Awaken Us. First, I would like to give thanks to the Creator that leads, guides, and directs us in all things. My journey has turned into an eye-opening awakening, and I am here to share that awakening with you. This podcast will explore who are we? What is the difference between a person and a son? What is our purpose? Why do we hold certain beliefs? Why do we tend to see ourselves and others in a certain way? Why do we act the way we do towards ourselves and others? And what does any of this have to do with the events we experience in our world daily? I would like to also thank every one of you for your support that you're giving me. My meetup friends, my LinkedIn connections, my Twitter friends, Facebook friends, Goodreads friends, and many more. Thank you for your emails, your text messages, and your kind words. During this podcast, I will read from my book, He Lives, The Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover. Every 3 months, I give away three of my books through my website, www.awaken-us.org. You can click the link to enter and win. The giveaway starts this month, and the winners will be announced once a month. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book. It will be a gift that will keep on giving. And as always, I invite you to visit my website for all information on upcoming events, studies, videos, bookings, and news. The Awaken Us platform will air researchers that address our collective human experiences, both good and evil. The natural law versus man's law. Did we break the first commandment of God when we took on a false identity from birth? Do we really own anything on this earth? Do we have free will? And words. How many meanings can a word have, and what words have we learned that keeps us in bondage, slavery? Stay tuned in for all of our studies, then study to show yourself approved. Tonight on Awaken Us, I will read from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover. This month, I will be airing a pre-recorded presentation called The Unraveled Programs by Servant King, presented by Marcus. Website, www.servantking.info. This presentation will reveal things you are not supposed to know, give you knowledge that is not government approved, expose things that are deliberately concealed, unmask the illusion and fraud of deceivers, teach you how the oldest trick in the book is done, prove how you have been swindled, and who the thief is will shock you. You will be amazed by the everyday realities you practice and unbelievable discoveries hiding in plain sight. Your long-held beliefs will be shattered and replaced with confirmed knowledge. And of course, you will obtain your reward if you can renew your mind. We have all abandoned our real birthright for an abstract birth certificate. Topics for upcoming shows. Number 2, waking up. Number 3, how is it possible? Number 4, nothing is it something. Number 5, a lame game. Number 6, oh my God. Number 7, the initiative of iniquity. Number 8, out of the frying pan into the fire. Number 9, to be or not to be. Number 10, the serpent move. Number 11, your personal mark of the beast. Number 12, the determiner. Number 13, the perfect swindle exposed. And last but not least, show number 14, disclosure, the word of God. Again, I would like to bring some understanding about the nature of problems so we can go to work on solving them. We recognize many of the problems humanity faces, but we do not understand the nature cause of our problems. There are root core causal factors why we are experiencing suffering in the world. We need some basic information about the nature of the problems to begin talking about the solutions to these problems. These root core causal factors are about creating a positive change in your world. It is about the great work. It is about what we care about. Care is the generative principle of the heart. Knowing the true difference between right and wrong behavior. Knowing these factors is not just about your awakening, but about taking action in the process of informing others. It's about being involved in the awakening process of others. You are not here just for your happiness. We are the voice of truth. Courage is a must. Seek truth and then speak truth. Last but not least, waking up does not equate to perfection. The great work requires time and persistence. Never give up. Truth, love, and freedom is worth fighting for. I will continue to speak on the root causal factors of our suffering for weeks to come in order to uplift, inspire, and inform the human consciousness of us all. You can listen to my podcast from my main website, awaken-us.org. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Hold on, I'll be right back. Dismissing myths and strongholds, one mind at a time.
For immediate release, learning our part in the Creator's plan. He Lives, a Living Testimony, has been published by Outskirts Press. Outskirts Press announces the latest version of the highly anticipated, motivational, and inspirational self-help book from Decatur, Georgia, published by writer Sharon Pelham. Mrs. Pelham's most recent book to date was revised in March 2019 with added preface and edited back cover. This revised 5x8 paperback book is available worldwide on book retailer websites such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The webpage at www.awakeus.org was updated simultaneously with the book's publication relaunching.
Testimonies are of my life's walk on this earth with the Creator and His creation. Opening up my eyes and heart has given me insight into the Creator. I've learned that you must want this walk for yourself. You must ask, seek, and knock. The Creator is waiting with open arms. You will not remain the same. I believe man can't give you what is meant for you from the Creator. We are all sons, rebellious or obedient. You must know who you are before you can understand anything else around you. Study to show yourself approved and do not leave your salvation up to any man. The relationship is vertical. Come as a child. Greater is the spirit that is in you than the darkness that is in the world. This is not the end. Life is eternal. Surrender, depend, rest, and obey. Wake up, sleepers. Wake up. Preface, Part 9. What's on your mind? Let's take it to the word. Call me. Dial 516-531-9476. All callers are screened prior to airing. A letter from Marcus. Unraveled Programs 1 through 14. We are all born undeniably and incontrovertibly into a government. We are taught and subdued to hate our government, become anti-government, and join a self-governing society like Canada or the United States. We are all enticed and suborned into making this choice, but it has an unspeakable hidden cost and price. I have thoroughly re-examined the fraudulent offer and have determined that the price is too high. You should examine it too. I will take us methodically, step by step, through the fraud, the what, where, and how you were deceived into voluntarily alienating your property. I will show you how we continue to alienate our inheritance property on an ongoing basis through money. You will learn and be able to see how everything is exactly backwards, opposite, and upside down from reality because you have been leading unawares a fraudulently forged and constituted life. I will confirm for you the unapproved truth of every aspect of the life you have been leading, and you will be surprised. Using the two concepts that led to my discoveries, I will also confirm for you what millions of people claim to know but fail to see. Blind fools means tricked by sight. And of course, I'll give you the why you do not know, why it is hard to see, why it is done, why you are letting it happen. The deliberate and well-implemented mind control we are all under is beyond your grasp due to our belief that our mind has not been controlled. Well, that is how mind control works. You cannot detect it. Every country claims to be founded upon the rule of law, and that sounds like a great thing. Did you know that a fiction is a rule of law? The rule is that something that is false will be treated as if it is true, and you cannot disprove it. Your legal system is a fiction of law. It all starts with something you create and can rule over, called your own constitution. An absolute insane absurdity for those that have eyes. Accepting that something is evil, which you always thought was so good and right, is a pretty hard thing to do. The life you have been leading is in the public interest. These programs were prepared for your best interest.
He Lived, the Living Testimony, is 50 pages in length and is being aggressively promoted to appropriate markets with a focus in the motivational and inspirational self-help category. With U.S. wholesale distribution through Ingram and Baker & Taylor and pervasive online availability through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and elsewhere, He Lives a Living Testimony meets consumer demand through both retail and library markets with a suggested retail price of $12.95. Additionally, He Lives a Living Testimony can be ordered by retailers or wholesalers for the maximum trade discount price set by the author in quantities of 10 or more from the Outskirts Press Direct Bookstore at www.outskirtspress.com/bookstore. For more information or to contact the author, visit www.awakeus.org.
Hi, my name is Marcus, and this is Servant King Unraveled. This program is called Nothing. Is it something? In the last program, I listed a number of things which I call conditioning or diversion things to keep your mind from seeing things or thinking clearly. In other words, frauds, scams, and cons. Just become aware of these things and think about them. They are deliberate things whose purpose is to confound you. Yes, everyone is confounded. How do I know? Well, this is the word God uses. He says, or it's defined as, be confusing or perplexing to, cause to be able to think unclearly. Mistake one thing for another, to mingle and blend things together so that their forms or natures cannot be distinguished. That's a very key little part of this whole thing, so that their forms or natures cannot be distinguished. God at one time told the people when they were doing something he didn't like, he says, go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. I thought about that for a long time, and I didn't know what that really meant initially. Why would God not want you to be able to understand each other's speech? So he must be trying to stop some kind of conspiracy going on, maybe against him. The latest condition or diversion has to do with the origin of everything. And this is the creation versus evolution debate. It's relatively new. I know you probably think that everybody used to believe in evolution. No, it's a new thing, about 150 years old. And it began about the same time when all people could read and the Bible was widely available to everybody. So this is the mother of all diversions today, because it goes to the right, to the only issue there is, God, the origin of everything, and therefore the origin of property. Remember, it's a property we're following. God and property are mutually exclusive. I have to tell you why this diversion is so important. There are two reasons. First, if there is a God, he has the sole right to make law regarding everything. If there is no God, then we must of necessity make our own laws, and if there is no God, we're not violating any laws, are we? So there is no God, there is no law. And second, which is a byproduct of the first, if there is no God, there can be no absolute rights or wrongs, and we will do whatever we think is best for what we call the greater good. And this is the one the people who control the world need. So we can do whatever we like. What feels good, we do it. It's also the second one that religions have taken under their wing. While the first is controlled by the secular world, your country, it is a partnership between what you call church and state. Now, you think there's a thing called separation of church and state. It's not true. It's a lie. Church is a member of the state. Guaranteed. We'll learn that as we go. So it's a partnership between what you call church and state, but the country is dominant, except for one, the Vatican. The Vatican is a, well, what is it, a country or a religion? As we learned in the previous program, religions are a creature of the country. So this is the Roman Catholic Church, a deal between Rome and the church. The few people who controlled the world could never control the world, because it's physically impossible for a few evil people to control the masses. I mean, you just can't physically do it. So no one is in fact physically controlled. That is not how this is done. Well, at least not today. The only thing evil people need to control is your heart and your mind. The rest of you will follow suit automatically. And this is the crux of why the swindle is a cruel hoax that causes almost all the pain and suffering in the world. The theory of evolution puts forth man as an evolved creature that is doing their best with no possible absolute standard of right or wrong. We just happen to be the most intelligent evolved creature. It is a single cause today that leads to almost all the evil in the world. It is this thinking that is the cause of all racism, sexism, slavery, abuse, wars, genocides, torture, pain, and suffering in the world. See, in evolution, you have races, you have ethnicities, you have cultures. People are not created equal in evolution. No, God created man equal, not evolution. Evolution destroys the power of God. It destroys the law. It destroys what is right and wrong, and it destroys your family. It has in its hand your life, liberty, and property, and we all believe it is the best we have. And we would not have it any other way. The only freedom man has ever achieved is freedom from God. You ever wonder, fighting for our freedom? You ever wonder what that's all about? Well, it's freedom from God. A total rejection and separation from God. We are free from you, God. And in the process, we have lost our life, liberty, and property. And we've all done it willingly. Now think about this. In the past, evil was perpetrated through the various diversions I listed. Killing people, making sure nobody knows anything about God, and so forth. But for the last 150 years or so, the theory of evolution is front and center as the single cause of all evil in the world. And it is a mandatory part of your education. You are not taught about money or the law in grade 2, grade 3. No. You're taught evolution already at that age. It's everywhere. It starts at a very, very early age. So you're taught something to destroy the law. You are taught you are an animal, one of the animals. You are not special. You're not separate, set apart. You're not created in the image of God with dominion over the rest of the creation. So you've only evolved special, which is basically just random luck. Just random luck. Your government approved education of the theory of evolution is a direct attack on the Word of God. Of course, they don't admit that, but that's the purpose. That's its purpose. It claims to be trying to prove the cause of all matter and life in a scientific way. The origin of everything. Where did everything come from? Where did it begin? But they are not. It is a bait and switch. Because no man in their right mind would ever try to prove something beyond their understanding or grasp. Why do people believe in evolution and not the Word of God? Well, it's simple, I just told you. Everyone has been taught and tested at a very early age on the theory of evolution. Raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It is being taught as a fact. No one has been taught the Word of God. Pretty simple, really. We are inundated with it through media, religion, and academia. You are ridiculed if you do not believe this theory is a fact. Why would someone ridicule you because you don't believe in a theory? How many people have been fully taught both? Maybe some, but in a democracy, who cares what a few people know? This is the whole evil part, which we'll learn later about what's called the beast and why God doesn't want you to form countries. It doesn't matter what your individual thing is. What is the one, the majority? So in a democracy, individual thought is irrelevant. Only the thought of the one, the majority. Then evolutionists drag out someone who used to believe in God as creator and now says evolution has proven there is no God. Then creationists drag out someone who used to believe evolution and now believes creation. And he has a doctorate degree in something really important. Or you are told 8 out of 10 people believe this or that. Well, if 8 out of 10 people believe that, I don't want to be one of the stupid ones. I want to be part of the 8 out of 10. I think it would be better if you're told that 12 out of 10 people believe this. That way you're not only certain, but you are more than certain. And that way you're not only happy, but more than happy. Oh my God. Who do I believe? Now I'm really confused. Well, the answer is you don't believe anyone. Figure it out for yourself. Are you a dummy? Have you lost your mind? Can't you think for yourself? You would think this debate about evolution versus creation is about the origin of everything. but it's not. Everyone gets sucked into this diversion because of their vanity. Look, I know something, I am smart. But if you use your brain, you will see that this is not even a good diversion. It looks good at first glance, but not when you take it apart. You see, evolution talks about science and how science can prove things. But evolution is not put forward as science, it is put forth as a theory, taught as a fact to destroy the law, the word of God. A theory is not science. If it's science, the theory is gone. Science is a fact. Evolution is the modern form of the Inquisition or the Holy Wars. It has the exact same results, but a modern form. It is ultimately about control of wealth, getting control of your property and getting control of you too. Don't be fooled by this. Do you think the people who control the world care what you think? Get real. It's about wealth. It's about property. Do you think people care, the ones that are controlling this world? Oh, we believe God created the world, and other people believe this happened 65 billion years ago and everything. Who cares? Who cares about that? They care about now, today, their wealth, property. Don't be fooled. Now, I'm only going to address this in order to eliminate it, and I'm going to show you how to eliminate it based on using your brain and your own observations. No need to be a rocket scientist. And I'm going to show you how to eliminate it based on justice, natural justice, not based on religion or science. Remember, law governs everything, and we are following the property. And I will show you how this works. So first, evolution and creation are different processes. Different processes cannot have the same result. Different causes produce different effects. Create means to bring into existence, cause to be or become. Create, ex nihilo in Latin, means out of nothing. But as I was looking into this, I started to realize this definition is misleading. A sentence like, long abstinence creates uneasiness in the stomach. See, we think creation has to do with only matter, something we could see or touch. All creation has a cause. Creation does not come out of nothing. Creation, defined again, the act of creating, the act of causing to exist. And especially the act of bringing this world into existence. Okay? Now, evolution. Evolute. An original curve from which another curve is described. The origin of the evolvent. Evolution is a process in which something passes by degrees to a different stage. Evolution. Evolution, a scientific theory of the origin of species of plants and animals. Well, this is not a diversion, this is just stupid. It's worse than a diversion. It's a bait and switch. First of all, if it's a theory, it's not scientific. Okay? So a scientific theory is an oxymoron. You can't have one without the other. And it's a scientific theory of the origin. No. It's a scientific theory of evolving, not origin. They're two different processes. It's amazing how people don't even look at that and say, well, this is nonsense. One has nothing to do with the other. origin, the place where something begins, where it springs into being, an event that is a beginning, a first part or stage of subsequent events, the source of something's existence or from which it derives or is derived. You see, evolution is only the stage of subsequent events, not the stage of origin. So what are you doing when you talk about evolution versus creation? Well, it's comparing apples with oranges. Evolve is to change slowly or by degrees to a different shape or form or stage, as a curve evolves into a line. Create is to bring into being. Both are verbs. Both require action. Both require a cause. Actions require a cause. Actions come from a cause. Evolution is a process that requires a cause, but so does creation. But evolution, as it is put forward as a theory of origin, I have here, is misleading. I should just say it's just plain wrong. First, it does not explain origin. It says it does, but it's a lie. It evades it. It does not even address what it says it will prove with a theory. Oh, let me prove that for you with my theory. Okay, I'm waiting. Still a theory. It's no proof at all. I mean, people do not hear what they are hearing. They hear what they want to hear. Second, the theory of evolution as put forth requires a slow process of change in shape, form, or stage, with bits of creation added throughout the process. A reptile evolving into a bird is not evolution. It is an orange with little bits of apple added slowly over time, and it does not happen. Third, it's a theory, not proven. Property is not a theory. Don't believe that? Give yourself a whack in the head. Property is not a theory, and the law does not regard theories. Property is in the custody of the law, not science. A very prominent and honest evolutionist stated, "We have a theory that has no beginning." In other words, we have a theory that doesn't have the answer to what we're trying to find. We're trying to establish origin, but we can't figure out the origin. But we got a theory of about something else, but nothing to do with origin. We have no beginning. We have a theory that does not prove what we are trying to prove. In other words, we have a theory with no origin. I just said that. We do not know where the stuff came from that is evolving, even if it is evolving. Evolution is not a scientific theory of the origin of species of plants and animals. It's a theory of a process after origin, after creation from the origin, and requires bits of continuous creation to make any sense at all. And where's the life? Where's the beef? If a living thing evolves, where's the origin of life for this process to happen? Where's the energy for this? Ever heard of the mystery of life? A mystery is something you don't know. Even if someone proved how a cell came into being, somehow, by whatever, what good's a dead cell? What does it matter without life? What does it matter without life? Sorry for the pun. So what are evolutionists trying to do when they say they are looking for the origin of everything? Well, they're trying to find God, the owner of the stuff that is evolving, because nothing can come from nothing. They're looking for whatever has no beginning and has no end. They're trying to somehow scientifically explain how something can come into existence from nothing. Good luck. Good luck. You keep doing that. I think I'll go play golf this afternoon or something productive. But they're looking in the wrong place. God is not part of nature. He is not part of the creation. He is the God of nature. He is the God of the creation, above nature, above all natural things, the creator of the creation. There's a script that says, does the clay ask the potter, why hast thou made me so? The clay talking to the guy who's making the pot. So the real question is this: what has no beginning and has no end? I mean, there has to be something that has no beginning and no end. Otherwise, it's magic. It came into existence from nothing. That can't work. You see, on one side, you're going, oh, we're trying to be scientific, and it's got to have logic and proof and everything. And what are you trying to do? You're trying to come up with something that's magic. Well, magic's against the law. It's witchcraft. It doesn't happen. And we'll show you that in a minute. Both creationists and evolutionists seem to agree that the universe had a beginning and there will be an end. Creationists because God said so, and the evolutionists because, I don't know, they looked into space and figured it out somehow. And a beginning requires a cause. Why? Because every effect must have an equal or greater cause. That is a proven law. Everything except God. Then the end must have a cause also. Evolutionists seem to be perplexed by this idea of creation, the beginning. Creation is like magic. A lot of people seem to be bothered about being created. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be here, aren't you? I think people should be more worried about the other end, vanishing, perishing. Vanishing is also magic. Where does everything go? So, create from nothing, vanish into nothing, both sound like magic to me. So again, create, to bring into existence, to cause to exist, ex nihilo, out of nothing, that's a scam. Why? Because nothing is nothing. Yeah, nothing is nothing. I figured that out a while ago. I didn't know for certain. From nothing can come nothing. Nothing can do nothing. Nothing can be nothing. Nothing can cause nothing. Nothing can affect nothing. Nothing is nothing. The Latin term ex nihilo means out of nothing is really a stupid statement. It defies all logic. Something cannot come out of nothing. The name of this program is Nothing, Is It Something? Galatians 6:3, God says, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, is it possible for you to be nothing and think you are something? Then he deceiveth himself. That would be magic. It's against the law to believe in magic or do magic. Magic is a deception. Magic is witchcraft. Magic is not real, natural, or true. Deuteronomy 18. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. So these abominations are done by nations, people that are participants of nations. Now God does not expect you to believe that something can come from nothing. That is why he reveals to us some knowledge of God. This is one of the purposes of the Word of God. First, he tells us that he is the one who has no beginning and no end, the creator. He then tells us the creation had a beginning and will have an end, but not him. Hebrews 1:10-11. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as does a garment. So he always was and always will be, and God is not nothing. And if you ask him who he is, he just says, I am that I am. Self-existent. Nothing is self-existent but God. Everything is a part of something except God. Where did he come from? He did not come from anywhere. He always was and always will be, beyond our grasp to understand that. Second, he tells us that everything came from him. That is where everything came from. Creation came from God. And God is not nothing. So there's the answer to where God came from. He did not come from anywhere or anything. He is not born. And his creation is not magic. It took some effort. In fact, he calls it work, his works. And it could not have been easy, because at the end he needed to rest. Everything requires a cause except God. Now, creation is a miracle, not magic. Yeah, miracle, not magic, and there's a difference. A miracle is literally a wonder or wonderful thing. I wonder how that is done. It's a wonder, not a human knowledge. If it's a human knowledge, you wouldn't be wondering anymore. So it's a wonder. A miracle, the suspension of the known laws of physics. So it's beyond that. A miracle is an event or effect contrary to the established constitution and course of things, or a deviation from the known laws of nature, a supernatural event. Miracles can be wrought only by almighty power. To us, it appears as magic. To God, he's just doing this thing, a miracle, supernatural stuff. When we do supernatural stuff, it's called the occult. And we do that, and I'm going to show you that later too. These things are beyond what we call natural science. Science comes from the Latin scientio, which means to know. Is there a science of God that we are not privileged to, do not know, and have no hope of grasping? Of course. When I was born, I didn't know anything. When you think because I'm older, I'm going to know everything there is to know, like God? No. Now, in the scripture, God talks about that which may be known of God. He says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him, of God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. So he's saying, clearly understood. You can see the invisible things of God by the visible things of God, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. We're going to find out if that's what we actually do, in fact, when we create our own constitution and so forth. Whereas God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. You ever see people bowing homage to the queen? What, she's not part of the creation? No? She doesn't wipe her ass? I'll bet she does. If she doesn't, she'd be pretty stinky by now. So you see, you're not supposed to worship the creation. Webster's Dictionary, Daniel Webster again, he says the following about the meaning of words. He says, it is the sense of words or expressions. that which is to be understood, that which the writer or speaker intends to express or communicate. Words have a literal meaning or a metaphorical meaning, and it is not always easy to ascertain the real meaning. People think the literal meaning is the real meaning. He's saying, not really. Definitions of words are never what they are. Definitions of words only give them definition. The definitions set the boundaries or the limits of what the word will mean or be or include. The best we can do is arrive at the sense of a word, but in all cases, we must know what the writer or the speaker of the word intended to communicate. Black's Law Dictionary explains words like this. He says, words are symbols indicating ideas and subject to contraction and expansion to meet the idea expressed. Such have been referred to as labels, whose content and meaning are continually changing with the times. So, Black's Law is saying the meaning of words are continually changing and shifting. Do you believe that? Or is that what we are doing? So Bob asked me to bring him two chickens. When I get there, he says, what the hell are you doing? I tell him, oh, the word changed since we last spoke. Here's two rabbits. Two things cannot be represented by the same word. Likewise, one thing cannot be represented by two different words. I could say to you, money, funds, capital, proceeds, revenue, income, credit, currency, cash. You would think these are all money. But if they're all money, why do I need a different word? They may be like money, but they are not it. Two things can never be the same. It's not possible. If two pencils are the same, and this pencil commits a crime, we can put the other pencil in jail. Why not? It's the same pencil. I guess if the innocent pencil appeared to be the same pencil as the criminal pencil, we could impose a sentence on the innocent pencil because it not only appeared to be, but assumed and took the place of the criminal pencil. Sort of like a forgiveness thing. Stand in the place of. In fact, both pencils would have the same name. But if you look very closely, you will see one is a numbered pencil. A little foreshadowing here. Two things can never be the same. They can only have the same qualities or attributes. They have the same color, the same length, etc. I once read a court record where a guy did not want to pay his taxes. He said, only persons have to pay taxes, and he's not a person. The judge said, a person is a human being, and you are a human being, so you have to pay taxes. And the guy shut up and sat down. Why did the law not say all human beings have to pay taxes? Why did it say persons? Persons are not human beings. The judge said, a person is a human being. I'm telling you, a person's not a human being. They may be the same in some quality or attribute, but they are not the same. Exactly alike, incapable of being perceived as different, being the exact same one, not any other. It may not be the same one, but it is the exact one. But how can it be one and the same when to be the same requires two? This is the same. Same as what? Same as that. So same requires this and that. So now we have to learn what it means to be as. Very important word to understanding the illusion and how the trick is done. To be as is to become something that you are not. It requires you to be something different and move your position. To be in the place or stead of what you will be as a disposition. If you act for in the place of, then you are the exact one, but not the same one.
exact means out of the act. How are we ever supposed to know the truth about anything? Do you see how easy it would be to make an error with words? How easy it would be to be deceived? I opened a law dictionary one day, and I just on two pages, I wrote down the first few words of a few definitions. And this is how they start. This word, as applied to, means. The general sense, in a general sense, this means. The radical sense of this word is. This word includes this and that. As used in this act, it means. The legal meaning of this word is. In a popular sense, this word means. A term formerly applied to. A term sometimes applied to. In maritime law, this means. The most simple acceptation of this word is. This word signifies. This term exhibits. This word means. But it's not used anymore. This word pertains to. In civil law, this means. This word relates to. This term applies mainly to. These are the beginning words of definitions of legal words.
If you'd like to talk to me after the show, call in 5 minutes prior to the show ending. Dial 516-531-9476.
Now let me tell you what this is really all about. I think I just told you. The evolutionist scientists do not know this. They're just, I have here, puffed up vain idiots. Tools being used, but the people who control the world know this. It's about ownership. It's about the law. It's about getting property and everything. So what's it about? Stealing. Just that plain that simple. I mean, think about it. If you don't own anything, how could you ever steal anything? If nobody owns anything, lawyer says, nobody owns anything. Not in this country, you don't. Okay, fine. So I take something from somebody else. How can you be stealing everything? He doesn't own it. And who helps all this stealing? Who makes sure the stealing can all happen? Religions. Religions are there to control your emotions, your knowledge of God while you're being robbed. To control your knowledge of God as a sideshow. But of course, you're not robbed on purpose, you're deceived, you're enticed, and you're suborned into voluntarily doing this. Now man has always believed in God, well, except for the last 150 years. When you use your brain, you know there must be a God. Back when no one could get the word of God, everyone believed in some sort of God. Now the Bible is widely available to everyone, no one believes in God, very few people. In the past, man worshipped and sacrificed to, or this is what you're told, to planets and the sun and statues and all sorts of stuff. But they all knew there was a God. There has to be a God. I mean, it's just basic common sense. The North American Indians here, I think, knew about God. They knew they were not part of they did not own the land. They were part of it. Now, how did they know that? How did they figure that out? Well, they knew of the Great Spirit. They talked about the Great Spirit. What does the Scripture say? It says God is a spirit, must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. So were these Native Indians, were they all delusional, nuts, retarded? I think you know why they were killed now. I mean, en masse. Just take the young ones, right? Train them up in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. Now, can I prove this to you? No, but I would say that the natives probably were very close or very close in their intent to practicing the perfect law of God. And I think that's why the religions killed them all for the kings of the earth. So of course there is a God. Just look at the complexities and marvels and wonders of his creation. We only make a little discovery into the design and workings of his creation. We have not even made a scratch onto the smallest dent of his creation. The more we discover, the more we realize we barely know anything. How many times, you know, we think we're so smart with doctors and health and law and physics, and then people go, oh, It works, but I don't know why it works. I haven't a clue. In the human body and health, we think we've made great discovery into how something works, and then we test it to see if we are right. We think we can cure this disease, and when we test it on people, half of them die, and we go, oops. Or it seems to work, so we approve it. But we don't know why. Then 10 years later, your pancreas falls out, your teeth fall out. Do you remember the thalidomide babies? I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember that. I think it was a drug for morning sickness, to alleviate morning sickness in pregnant women. And some drug company said this is fantastic. And then the babies started coming out, being born with a little hand on their shoulder, no arms, no legs, something growing out of their back, something else. Totally deformed. It was worse than even being a human. It was awful. Go look it up on the internet if you got any pictures of this stuff. Well, now that would be empirical data for evolution. A little fin growing on the shoulder. Look, the guy's turned into a fish. We are evolving into a fish. No, it was a man-made mutation caused by man's greed. Some drug company made money from this. Don't mess with God's creation. That's the message of the law. That's what the Constitution is all about, the real Constitution. Don't mess with God's creation. Before we are done, we will see how all law pertains to this one statement. And in the next program, we're going to put to get to bed this evolution thing, and we're going to continue on a bit. But I'm going to do it in a way that you may never have thought of before. It's a different sort of approach to understanding what this theory is all about. So, till then, my name is Marcus.
I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. My live podcast will continue next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Servant King, hi, my name is Marcus. Marcus will continue to explore our confusion of things as he unravels those confusions. The Unraveled program titles, Waking Up, How Is It Possible? Nothing, Is It Something? A Lame Claim. Oh, my God, the initiative of iniquity, out of the frying pan into the fire, to be or not to be, the serpent move, your personal mark of the beast, the determiner, the perfect swindle exposed, and disclosure, the word of God. Again, you can always come back to listen to this podcast and all of my podcasts from my main website, www.awakenus-.org, under podcast/videos. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Also, visit my main website to purchase my book, He Lives a Living Testimony, second edition with added preface, an edited back cover, and other uplifting items such as my Creator poster, the Natural Laws poster, and do enter to win a free copy of my book. Winners are named every 3 months, along with more information on upcoming shows, events, podcasts, and book signings. I will now accept any caller to the show. Dial 516-531-9476. That's 516-531-9476. Press 1 to speak with me. And do tell a friend. It all means nothing if you don't stand up for something. You can't just stop the time. You got to walk that walk. Yes, you do. It all. Yeah.
lift your hand. I stand with you cause I understand. Ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan's the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.